The EPA promotes clean air, land, and water in America and makes sure federal laws concerning this are enforced fairly. The Trump administration's EPA has proposed a new rule meant to replace one by the Obama administration's. The Obama-era rule, announced in 2015, was called the Clean Power Plan. It was the first time the federal government set limits on the amount of carbon dioxide that U.S. power plants are allowed to give off. The Trump-era proposal, announced this week, is called the Affordable Clean Energy Rule. It allows states to set their own plans to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions their power plants give off. Why does it matter whether the federal government or the individual states set the rules about this? Well, critics of the Obama administration's plan say it went too far, that it gave the federal government too much authority to regulate what power plants across the country do, that it cost the power industry money and jobs, and that it raised energy prices, which especially hurt low- and middle-income Americans. The Supreme Court put a hold on this plan after 28 states sued the federal government to stop it. Critics of the Trump administration's plan say it won't go far enough, that it'll give states too much authority to regulate their power plants, that it'll allow power companies to increase their carbon emissions, which most scientists blame for contributing to climate change, and that it will lead to more illnesses related to pollution. Environmental groups are expected to sue to stop the new rule. Many utility companies nationwide have been switching to natural gas and other forms of power, so it's possible that neither federal plan would have a major effect.